then I will hand it over to my other half, Mick Daly.
Thank you, Jenny. And for those of you who don't know us, yes, I am Mick, and my better half is Jenny, and we've been living in this country now for over 25 years, having moved here from England, and we've been with this great company for over 21 years. That means we've had the privilege of working with Juice Plus and eating Juice Plus, as we sometimes like to say, for over 19 of those years. And they've been great years. Also, by way of introduction, if you saw the email that I sent out introducing this call, titled Game Changer, then you would have seen that I was asking you, hoping that if you are at your computer, and I know, Pat and Terry, you are not, because you're in a car in a parking lot in Yuma, Arizona. Thanks so much for doing that. That's above and beyond the call of duty, you ladies. But if you can look at a computer or your smartphone screen or your iPad or whatever connected to the internet, then go to teamjp.net, our team website, teamjp.net, one word, /whiteboard, WHITEBOARD, because then you'll see some little visual aids that I will use and create as we go through this call. Go there right now, then you should see a message from us, Welcome Team Eagles, and you should see a picture of our home. And that is the home that Juice Plus built. And we say that without any pride, well, maybe a touch of pride, but it's important for, I think, everyone in Juice Plus, on Team Eagles, to understand just what is possible. And this call and our call next Monday night and then our series of calls in August are all about that. Raising everyone's belief as to what is possible. And just so you can, you know, I am looking out of the window from my office right there.
That's and, very clever.
And Jenny is in her office right there.
So if I wave, will they be able to see me?
I'm afraid not. Sorry about that, but no. But anyway, moving on very quickly. I'm just having some fun here. What I want to talk about tonight on this call with you is the subject titled Game Changer. So I'm going to start off with a question for you. When you hear the term or read the words game changer, what does it bring to mind? What for you is a game changer, or who for you is or has been a game changer in your experience?
As related to this business or anything?
Anything at all, but at this point, not really to this business, just kind of in life or, you know, Sandy, you know I love sport. So in the world of sport, it has a very distinct significance.
Right.
But even outside the world of sport, what would you say was a game changer?
Makes a difference?
Well, sure, a game changer does make a difference, no question.
Aha moment that it hits you in the face and you go, wow.
Yeah, absolutely, an aha moment. You know, we talk a lot about aha moments. By the way, my handwriting isn't usually as bad as this. it's hard to write on an iPad screen with one hand, with the other hand holding a phone. So I am writing aha moment. Yeah, we talk a lot about aha moments, and Cheryl, we've all had them in this business, a moment where we go, oh yeah, that's it, I get it. And, you know, we are going to be studying the book Six Figures in 6 months because Paula, you told us a week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, on the call that you'd read the first 45 pages and you'd got a whole bunch of ahas out of it. So yeah, a game changer is definitely an aha moment. Give us an example, not necessarily an aha moment in this business, but of something that has been a game changer for you in your life. Anybody?
Well, I would say, looking back when you left IBM and we started our own business. That was a real game changer in my mind. You know, right. Moving from the security of the corporate world. Maybe Paula can address that as well. Paula, when you left your career.
Yeah, that was certainly, you know, an example of one.
Yeah, for us it was when Jim decided that he was going to chiropractic school at age 40. So, yeah, life-changing. I mean, they're really life-changing decisions, I guess.
That's right. Those big moments where a decision that you took literally changed the course of your life. Mm-hmm. In my case, joining IBM with a degree in German and English Lit to become a systems engineer. that was a game changer for me. Mm-hmm. And then 23 years later, leaving IBM to join this company and make a new career in a completely different industry. That was a game changer. Marrying Jenny was a game changer.
Well, yeah, we won't go into that.
Well, we should, because, no, I mean, you know, when you marry the right person and it works out as well as it has for us, that's a game changer in a really good way.
Well, I was going to say having children could certainly be a game changer as well.
True enough.
Life will never be the same again.
This is Pat from Arizona, Yuma.
Thanks,
and having children is a big game changer. And you learn to provide, you become responsible, you become all these things that motherhood teaches, and you use them later in your life, as I am now doing for myself. When I was young, I had a second job. It was always this type of business, a home-based business. And now that I'm older, a home-based business is perfect because I can do it at my convenience. And now that I'm well, I will begin to do that again. I know it's not only gratifying, but it does bring a good income, and you're sharing something wonderful with the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Pat. Couldn't agree more. So, you know, bottom line, a game changer in life or in business or in sport changes everything. It certainly changes you. I couldn't help, when I was thinking this through, of thinking in terms of a sporting example, and I'm not a great basketball fan, but I do love stories like the story of Jeremy Lin, who we now have a new word in the English language, at least the American English language, which is Linsanity. Jeremy Lin, basketball player, New York Knicks, now moved to the Houston Rockets. Well done, Houston. I think that's a good move for Houston. But, you know, Jeremy Lin, when he was brought off the bench, literally changed the season for the New York Knicks, which was most interesting. That would be a subject for another day. But a game changer is clearly, from what we've all been agreeing, is it can be an event, like an aha moment, like a marriage, like joining a company. It can be a single moment in time when you get that aha. It certainly can be a person. And as we start to talk about game changers in the context of this business, then it's all of those. It's all of the above. But the one thing that I want us to carry forward as we go through the next 7 weeks, including the study of the book, Six Figures in 6 Months, is the realization that the game changer, the most important game changer that there can be is you, and me, that we individually can be, indeed must be, a game changer. We must grow and develop and be transformed, taking a term from the Bible. We need to be changed in order that our current situation can change, can improve, but even more importantly, so that our families' future, including the future of future generations of our family, can also be changed for the better. Now, that sounds a little deep and philosophical, but that's what I'm going to come back to time and again, because if we do change for the better, then our world around us changes for the better There's no doubt in my mind. So, in terms of Juice Plus, the Juice Plus business, not so much just Juice Plus product, but the Juice Plus business, we know that there is a game changer that's been taking place throughout Texas. In fact, tonight and tomorrow night, this game changer tour has brought events to Austin, Texas. I saw a post on Facebook from one of my friends who is at that event this evening in Austin, and she is very excited. So this is an opportunity to hear from our Texas contingent, and I know there are several of you who've been to those Game Changer Tour events in Texas, and I just love you to give us your perspective on what you saw, what you heard, and what elements came out of those events that are real game changers for you and for others that you know.
I think the difference, if it made any difference, it was if you had somebody there, a guest.
That's good, Sandy.
And I did happen to have a guest, so that was a good thing.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the biggest difference is when you have a guest there?
You can get feedback from them. Is what is coming from the stage actually mean something to somebody else who hasn't heard it before? I mean, obviously we've heard Carrie Daigle, we've heard Terry Luongo, heard David Beavers, and they're all very good. Kathy Crockett, I not heard her in this aspect, before. When you're in the business, you hear things differently than when you're outside the business. And so to get the feedback and to see a change in their attitude, I guess, or then you can see that it is making a difference.
Do you think you listen differently if you have a guest there?
Probably, yeah.
Certainly I do.
You do. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I can hear the same joke for the 100th time and laugh and enjoy it.
Right.
Okay, somebody else.
Mick, this is Kay. You just mentioned that it makes a difference if you have someone with you. I think when I have someone with me, it's always curious to find out what their biggest takeaway was. Because sometimes what they hear is not what I've heard, and vice versa. Because it's hard to put yourself back in those early days when you were just getting started and saying, okay, what of this presentation would have made sense to me then? But you can get that perspective from a new person that's there. And we had two with us. They both actually are distributors, but neither one has ever really taken hold. They're kind of, family users, totally family users. And the thing that captured them was when Carrie laid out very clearly and simply the difference, why Juice Plus was not a pyramid and how corporate America was the real pyramid, and Juice Plus was direct to the customer. And it took away so many fears that these two ladies had, just realizing that this wasn't a pyramid. And of all the things that were presented, that was not the biggest thing, but that was the thing that they needed to hear. So
they heard what they needed to hear.
Right.
That's huge. That's huge for them. It's even bigger for you.
Yeah,
was there anything different? Anything different about this event than similar events that you have experienced before? Because Sandy, Cheryl, Paula, Kay, you're very experienced in the business. You've been to a lot of events. Was there anything unique and different about this?
I think the fact that it focused just on business, there was almost nothing said about the product.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, we always lead with the product, and it's I think it's kind of a revolution to actually lead with the business, you know. And I mean, I was fortunate; I had 8 guests there, and
Paula, well done.
Yeah, and I got an order out of it. But I'm talking to some people, and so that, and I honestly think that's kind of a 1-2 punch, whereas the Game Changer meeting was very effective, and then getting clued into this book is even more, you know, it just kind of brings the Game Changer message home to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you just encapsulated exactly what I'm trying to get across, which is that we are seeing the beginning of a revolution. I want our Team Eagles, and thanks again to you, Paula, for initiating it. I really want our Team Eagles to get a head start on this. And that's why I'm so keen to follow your lead and have as many of us who choose to study the Six Figures in 6 Months book, because that will absolutely give anyone who does that a huge head start. They will be ready, prepared, and positioned for this revolution that's going to take place. And the revolution is, quite simply, if you look back historically, you said it, we lead with a product. And we've been proud of that fact. And I still am proud of that fact that over the years, we've led with Juice Plus. Juice Plus is the superstar. It stands alone. It's extraordinary. And so it deserves to be given that clear front stage focus and spotlight. And
right.
It will always continue to. But we've got so good at that we just, in contrast, you know, we're great at telling the Juice Plus story, great at getting customers, great at putting on and bringing people to health events. All that is now, frankly, we're so good at it. I think we're getting a little staid. We're losing the excitement that we used to have at those events. Whereas, in contrast, I think we are downright lousy, poor at doing the same thing for the business. That's the revolution that, thank goodness for Kerry and Mickey Daigle, for David Beavers, Terry Luongo, and Kathy Crockett, and Michael Hecht, thank God for them, literally, that they've taken the bull by the horns and they've created this thing, and they are starting a revolution.
Isn't it interesting, though, how people very often resist change?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember quite a long time ago, Jay Martin, our president, saying, okay, it's time to move on from the colon and into the cash. Does anybody else remember him saying that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And yet still, our comfort level, and me included, is to share the product. I was talking with a couple of distributors, each one separately, last week in Tucson, Arizona. And they were relatively surprised when I told them that we never do a wellness presentation these days without inviting people at the end, after a 10-minute break, to stay on and have a quick overview of our business, to take a quick peek at what we're doing here. And each of them said, I thought we were supposed to lead with the product.
Mm-hmm.
So as Mick said, this is a game changer, and I think this is going to make a huge difference to their business, because each of these girls I'm thinking of have done a wonderful job of building a customer base, but they've always struggled to build a team because they are not inviting people to take a look at what they do.
Okay, Texas folks, give us some more gems coming out of the Game Changer Tour that really, really impacted you.
I think having such a variety, I mean, there was 5, it was, at the moment you think, gosh, all of these people are going to speak and it's, you know, long and all of this, but each had such a different perspective of the business and each
mm-hmm.
had a different life, but they all came to the same success. And so I think it helps people to see themselves, you know, a stay-at-home mom, a college professor, a former minister, you know, pastor. I mean, so it's just a variety that I think speaks to people.
Yeah, and, you know, Jenny and I are frustrated because we haven't had the benefit of attending these Game Changer events. But that's why David Beaver's document that I sent you a link to, and I hope you did get a chance to read it, was so helpful because, you know, knowing the people as well as we know them, and we know them all very, very well, so much of it rang true. And I'd like to just go through and pull out a few things there and read them to you and ask you who have been to these events, including you, Rick Sifford, you've been very quiet so far, and you, Cheryl, to kind of comment on these things and tell us, you know, is this what you heard? Is this how you felt? Did these things really impact you? So as you're speaking there, Sandy, one thing David said in his third paragraph was, by the third night's presentation, we knew there was no need for PowerPoint slides or other bells and whistles. Just be real, tell our stories, keep it personal, have fun, share from the heart, build each other up. Is that what you saw and heard, especially mm-hmm. the stories?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they were from the heart. I think you could really hear that.
But, you know, one thing that I really appreciated was there was, you know, kind of an emphasis on how we get people to the presentations. And with an emphasis on, you know, getting them to the professionals and pulling away from individual distributors trying to be the message and trying to give the story instead of getting them back to the resources. And I appreciate the emphasis that they kept coming back to. You know, if you don't have a Prevention Plus or wellness presentation to go to, you know, stick with the materials online and keep them in the virtual office. And then they made a big tie-in to, you know, when you have practiced with all these events, getting people there, carry that over to the Dallas conference so that you are getting not just distributors there, but prospects to the Dallas conference. So
that's one of the things that is very, very clear, that there is now a huge emphasis on events where 50% of attendees are guests. And, you know, if we can achieve that, then it doesn't matter how many people attend events. If you have an event where there are 20 people, as long as 10 of them are guests, they may be customers, they may not be customers. But if you have an event, let's take the wellness presentation. As Jenny said, if you're having a wellness presentation, you have 8 people there. Maybe 2 of them are distributors and the other 6 are guests. And if half of them, 3 of them, stay behind and hear a very short overview of the virtual franchise, really it's just hearing the host or hostess of the wellness presentation and the other 2 distributors just tell their stories of why it is that they are proud to represent Juice Plus. That's going to have a huge impact, because as most of us know who've been around here at this business quite a while, is we can fill the room, but if out of 100 people in the room, 80 of those are already in the business, that's not doing it. That doesn't work. So what else came out of the Game Changer Tour? What was a game changer for you, Paula?
When get a new distributor, they don't have to have 100 names. 20 is fine. And I have one I'm working with, and I was working with at that point in time, and she came and she said, well, I've got 49 or 52 or something. I said, well, you're halfway there, you know, and we did nothing. It was like, that was a big aha moment.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Did you also pick up the importance of residual income at the Game Changer Tour events, or did you get that more out of the Six Figures book?
I think he piqued my curiosity. He kind of touched on it, but I thought I knew. I thought I got it, but I really didn't.
Until you read the book?
As I'm reading the book, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh. And you see what residual income is. I mean, I'm still in the book, so I, I, I can honestly say I'm learning what it is. I will say I don't know what it is yet, but I know that to say what I've been doing in the residual income is like, nah. compared to what you and Jenny do, it's like nothing. So I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
I took my first PEP test tonight. So.
Oh, well done. Good, good, good. Okay, more of that another time. But, you know, one of the things that came out of the document that David Beaver has produced based on the Game Changer Tour, his point three, which is the third of the eight reasons he is very grateful to have been a part of the team, so up front in the room, but I, knowing David, also very grateful that they've been able to invest in the audience at each of these events. Number three is the most successful juice plus distributors will be eager and proud students of network marketing and of the power of residual income. Let's take two of those elements. Let's first of all take residual income, because he goes on to say residual income is being taught in a way that makes lifestyle change viable and real. Well, whether or not you feel that way, having attended Game Changer events in Texas, the fact that we are going to study the Six Figures in 6 Months book, there is no question that if anyone is going to get it, if anyone is going to understand without actually having experienced themselves, but if anyone's going to understand the power of residual income, what it is, what it can provide, the opportunity it represents, then they will get it as a result of reading the book and joining us on our August calls, where we're going to just simply discuss what we've been reading. And we will understand it because the book is written as a novel. It tells a story. But we will also have people on these calls, including our dear friend Michelle Snyder, who was going to be on tonight's call. Michelle, are you on?
If she is, she's probably muted.
Yeah, she's probably muted. But Michelle will be on because she can't usually get on Monday night calls, but she will be on Thursday night calls. And Michelle has one of the very best stories that we know relative to residual income. And I'm going to hold that. I'm going to make you join us on these calls so you get to hear that. Because it's one thing for us to say, well, yeah, we're making all this money and we make it whether we work or not, which is true, and that is the nature of residual income. But to hear a real story about someone making a whole lot less money than us, but the impact and importance of her continuing to get monthly checks when a tragedy struck in her life when she couldn't work the business for 2 years, that story and those kind of stories are the stories that open people's eyes and minds to what residual income truly is. Anybody got any comments on that? Not that story, but on residual income?
I think Terry's story is really a good one on the residual income, you know, because she, I think, you know, her story, she talked about her divorce and she talked about raising three boys and, you know, that she's been able to send them to college without student loans. I mean, they're, you know, just all of these things that she's been able to do, which probably wouldn't have happened. As easily, well, it wasn't easy. I mean, she worked hard, obviously, but it gave it a very good feeling of the truth. You know, that she bore her heart, she bared her soul. I guess that's the word.
Mm, absolutely, and that's good. And you know. The story, the true stories that we have the privilege of telling, our own and those of others, that they are, those stories are game changers.
And then look at the incredible story of Sean and Jennifer Myers, who are very successful national marketing directors in Denver. About 4 years ago now, I mean, they were what, in their 40s, early 40s, two young children, took 18 months off from this business to sail around the world on a catamaran. For the life experience for their kids as much as anything. And you can guarantee that their income, their monthly income, didn't miss a beat while they were gone. How many people who are trading time for money. In other words, have jobs where they're paid for putting in so many hours a week, 40, 50, 60 hours a week very often. How many people can afford to do that? Because they stop working and the money stops with them.
Absolutely. And our own story, you know, our good friends there in Dallas, you some of you remember the day we drove away from, in fact, we had our truck and our fifth wheel parked in the parking lot of Academics Plus in McKinney. Mary Jo Chris remembers it very well. I don't know if there's anyone else on the call who was there, but when we drove away from there, we literally went on the road for 4 years. We'd sold our house, sold most of our belongings, spent 4 years full-time RVing, and whereas the previous 7 years we worked very hard in this business to get our business to where we were, for the next 4 years we didn't work very hard at all. We continued working, but we were very part-time, and yet in the first three of those 4 years of our full-time RVing, our income doubled, our business doubled. And, you know, that, again, is an indicator of the power of this thing we call residual income. We'll go into much more depth on residual income in the coming weeks. But let me come back quickly to network marketing, because I think one of the things that have made people uncomfortable about sharing the business is exactly what someone referred to a few minutes ago, which is when Kerry Daigle explained very simply the difference between the corporate pyramid and our pyramid. And when you get that, it that's a game changer. That's a total game changer. I remember very well coming out of corporate America, seeing this business model, which I tore apart. I may be a German graduate, but I do know my numbers fairly well too. So I had great pleasure looking at this business model and thinking, this is sheer genius. What a great way to pay people, the people who work hard. But what I hadn't realized was that in some people's thinking, this is a pyramid. And so I had to go through some pretty tough times seeing this through other people's eyes and beginning to realize, well, wait a minute, not everyone sees this the way I do. But the reality, and this is something that, again, we will help everyone who joins us over the next 6-7 weeks understand really well. The reality is that one of the most powerful elements of our business model, which is a very unique business model that we call the virtual franchise, is a network marketing pay plan. That's the genius. That's why that house I showed you at the very beginning was built by God but paid for by Juice Plus. Literally. And that's the power of that network marketing pay plan is the reason that we will study the book, Six Figures in 6 Months, and be able to say honestly, if a person worked this business the right way and the hard enough, then yes, they could build an income to 6 figures in 6 months. I don't know anyone apart from Jeff Roberti and a few others in the past who've done that, but there is absolutely nothing that would stop anyone from doing that if they were to work hard enough and work correctly enough. So, having said all of that, I will leave you before we close this down with the reminder that we will, next Monday night, do a pre-launch of our project to study 6 figures in 6 months, the book. And I can guarantee that the number of people who actually buy the book and who read the book will be a small fraction of all of those on our team. But I can also guarantee that those who do it diligently with high expectations will be so glad they did. So on that note, I'm going to say to those of you who want to leave this call and go and get on with the rest of your life, thanks for being on. God bless. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you next Monday night. And then don't forget that the following next Monday night is July 30th, the following Thursday. That same Thursday, we will start, August 2nd, we will start our study of the Six Figures book. Don't miss that. Whatever you do, don't miss that, because that experience will be a game changer for you. So thanks, everybody. Good night. God bless. And I will hang on for a follow-on discussion with anyone who wants to stay, because I think this is really good stuff, people.